Hi, y'all. It's Crystal Walker, Executive Senior Sales Director from Frisco, Texas, and welcome to your Million Dollar Message. It is Magnanimous Monday of Thanksgiving week. I don't know about you, but I cannot believe that it's already Thanksgiving. It's literally been a blink of an eye, and this year has truly, truly flown by. I just can't even believe it, but it is Thanksgiving. It's going to be a great week, and I hope a lot of you took part in and are going to watch the hour, 24 hours of power on Mary Kay and Tut. Excuse me. Sorry, I had a little, I swallowed there, a little pause. But I am just so excited to be talking to you today because it is Thanksgiving week. And, you know, we really, some of you are excited about it. Some of you are like, oh, you know, whatever you are, it's time to get a good attitude. And we do have several days before Thanksgiving and then the biggest sales time of the year, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday. Take advantage. But I actually just want to inspire you today with an awesome message that I heard at Elevate Life Church and three things you need to do right now. Do right now. Do right now. You know, it depends on how you put the affliction on it. But three things you need to do right now. And this is in general in your whole entire life. It will just make your life better and easier. And, you know, one of the things that I do want to tell you is that when I talk to you on these calls, you know, I just hope, really my wish and my heart is that when I speak to you, I want it to be from God's heart. And so I hope that you will just receive that. But also remembering that I am not perfect. I don't always make the right decisions. I don't always do the right things. But I will try my best. And so I hope that you always choose to see the best in me, even when the worst is displayed, and that you do that with everyone that you love in your life, that even when the worst is displayed, you choose to see the best. And what a great time to, you know, keep that in mind with the holidays coming up. And so I just want to just jump right in. And the first thing that you can do on the three things you need to do right now is sing, believe in God, sing. And, you know, in the book of Isaiah, in the Bible, in chapter 54, the first couple of verses, and I mean, basically it says sing. And knowing that, you know, there are times when you're in the right now, even before you even feel like you can sing, whether you are in the best season of your life or the hardest season of your life, that you're looking and you look that some things aren't happening. I'm so sorry. I'm going to start over. Some things that are happening aren't for you. They're for somebody else to learn. They're for somebody else to take from it. So some things that are happening aren't just for you. It is for your future. It is for your beneficiary. So maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. You are going to take a grasp of this for the rest of the year because 13 is 2013, and biblically 13 means promise. So this is the year of promise. And you guys, you've just got to think about it. What were you supposed to have as a promise this year? In 2013, there is still a month and a half left to get that promise. And just knowing that there are blessings in your future. But to sing. And to sing is to make a sound you were created to make. You know, just think about in Isaiah, though, the children of Israel, you guys, their life was up and down and up and down. And they got so blessed when it was all said and done. And, you know, a lot of times when we think beginning, middle, end. But the way that God thinks is he looks at the end and he knows there's a middle. And when he's not even looking for a beginning. He's looking for a beginning of an end to start a new beginning. Something else has got to end to have a new beginning. And so I know that this year is coming to an end. But are you going to sing through? What are you going to sow? What is it that you're going to see? You know, so there will be times right now when you don't want to sing because there are times you feel you have sown and sown and sown. And in the scripture, too, it talks about feeling barren. You know, barren is the enemy wants to injure you and keep you from a sudden advancement and turning over. Do you want to be barren? No, it's time to get your blessing. And, you know, there are times where you feel like you've sown and you aren't seeing the results. Nothing's coming back. Nothing's going right. But keep going. It is 2013. It is a year of promise. And sing. And, you know, when you're singing, what is the first thing you think of? Of course, you think of a song. You think of rhythm, and maybe you think of dancing, and this is the moment that you've got to decide to get in sync with God. And how do you get in sync with God? Pretend like he's your dance partner and that he is the lead, not you, and that he's going to say, one, two, three, step to the left, step to the right, step forward, step back. Are you going to let God lead you? Wait on him. He is leading you. And sing a new song. You know, in the Word of God, it says, praise the Lord 7 times a day. You know, I know when my mom's talked about going to different places, like Istanbul, when they went to Turkey, and how over these loudspeakers that there's a prayer done for other religions. And it's 5 times a day. In an hour word in the Bible, it says, praise God 7 times a day. I dare you. I dare you. But how do you do that? Lead the way with worship. And, you know, worshiping is just singing, just giving it to God. And don't even look back at anything from behind or the past. Look forward. You know, it was so great because before I heard this message at church, I was in the car with my mom on Saturday. And you guys, my mom doesn't, she's not a singer, but at the same time, she has this cute, sweet little voice. Like, I always joke with her. I'm like, you totally could be in a choir. I mean, she's not a soloist, but she has a cute little voice. She can sing. She sings on tune. And Katy Perry's Roar came on. And you guys, my mom is straight up in the car. Like, not just singing, but she was singing with passion and with heart. And she was singing, I've got the answer. I mean, she was singing. And she was, like, doing her hand. You're going to hear me roar. I mean, doing her little hand and a roar like a tiger. Y'all, are you really singing? Are you singing with joy? In Psalms 100, it says, come before his presence with singing. Sing a song. There's an old song. Earth, Wind, and Fire sing it, but I also know that Point of Grace sang it, and it's sing a song. Do y'all remember that song? Sing a song, or how did it go? I don't even remember, but it's, oh, I know. If you sing a song a day, you will make a better way. Yeah, 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 yeah. I can't sing that low. It's late. It's Sunday night. But you guys, sing a song. What are the biggest shows on TV right now? People singing. It's time for you to sing. Does singing make you happy? I mean, really, honestly, think about it. Do you know that when you sing, you create endorphins in your brain and in your body? That's positive. Have a song in your heart at all times. Did you know also that babies being sung to in a mother's womb, that there have been studies that say that they grow up to be healthier because it lowers the heart rate and it brings relaxation? You know, I'll never forget when Maverick was a baby. I kept him a lot because Kimberly lived down the street, and I went over there almost every single day to see my sister's kids and to see that baby. And I will tell you, when it was time for his last bottle, Kimberly would, you know, once he got a certain age, Kimberly made bottles. And it always made her baby sleep all night long, very early in life. And so, but, you know, in order for that to happen, he had to drink the bottle. And sometimes he didn't want to drink it. He was tired. And I could get him and hold him, and I would sing. Oh, you guys, he loved worship songs. And, y'all, it was so funny, though, because some worship songs he loved and some he didn't. And I just love talking about singing because, you know, I'm going to break out in the song like 500 times. But think about it. How happy are you right now to be thinking about what you're going to sing when you get off this call? And I would hold him, and there's this Hillsong song, which Hillsong is an amazing church in Australia. And they write so many great worship songs, and it's called Dwelling Places. I would hold Maverick, and I would say, lovely are your dwelling places. And the chorus is talking about Jesus. I would look at this baby, and I would just pray for blessings over him. And I would sing, oh, I love you, I love you. Oh, my gosh, you guys, it's the sweetest thing ever. But I know it would calm him, and he would drink that whole bottle. And there is nothing like a song. Did you know that everything is awakened when you sing? Maybe you're realizing you haven't sang in a long time. And you guys, here's the thing about singing. The sound you make is more important than the sound you hear. It doesn't have to be a beautiful sound. It just means that you are making a sound. And in Psalms 139:14, the Bible, it says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. and that my soul knows very well. And what singing does is it overcomes your unbelief with your belief. And, you know, another thing is, too, is that there's also, there's a study about being in a choir, and that the most number of extracurricular activities across the United States is not sports, it is choir. It is getting with groups of people singing. And so that is why Mary Kay, like back in the day, was a genius. And I'm embarrassed because I love to sing, and we don't sing at my meetings because there's a piece of me that says, oh, that's dorky. But you know what? I'm kind of dorky, and I'm kind of okay with it. And so everyone knows enthusiasm, right? So we're just going to sing one little chorus of it all together right now, okay? I don't care where you are. Get somewhere where you can sing it. We're going to say, I've got that Mary Kay enthusiasm down in my heart. Okay, are you ready? We're going to sing it together. This is our million-dollar message. Miracle choir across the nation. Are you ready? I've got that Mary Kay enthusiasm down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart, I got that Mary Kay enthusiasm down in my heart, down in my heart to stay. Woo, yay, get your song back. Get your song back. It's a praise. What is a praise? It's to sing loudly to God, cast down the wrong things, and confess the right things. Confessing the right things, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I will never forget one time on our way back from leadership, half of our flight was all Mary Kay people, and I promise I won't sing anymore for the rest of this call, but this is the last part. I will never forget. Somebody says, oh, Crystal, sing, 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 and I'm like, we are on a plane. They're like, just sing for me. Nobody else will hear you. All of a sudden, I kind of started snapping, and I have this little snappy version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, but I sing it with Mary Kay, Somewhere Over the MK Rainbow, and I mean, I sing it, and the whole plane just started smiling, and I was like, damn, they clapped, and it wasn't about me, you guys. It was about bringing joy to others. So one of the things that you need to do right now, right now, is to sing. The second thing is to enlarge. Enlarge. Get God's heart for your life. Enlarge the place of your heart. It's up to you to enlarge. You know, one of the things is that we really talked a lot about barren women, and that, you know, even a barren woman doesn't need a bigger tent. You know, a tent being, you know, when you're going to have a baby, you got to make room for something else, right? You got to be bigger. You got to make a bigger tent to enlarge your tent. So what happens is when you have to be willing to make room in the inside of you and the outside, it will show on the outside of you to get enlarged. Enlarged in a great way, the kind of enlarged that you want to have. Enlarge, to set at liberty and be released from confinement, pressure, or limits. To expand, to extend in measure of rule. You guys, I tell you what, I am so fired up because this year I feel like that I have been finally released from confinement, pressure, and limits. I'm 34 and have been single for 34 years and met the most amazing man ever. And I am extending my measure of rule this year, the year of promise. What's your promise? What's God doing for you? Also, one other thing. When you are enlarging, though, you know, we are overdoers, aren't we? And what's charity? Something to keep in mind is to give and love to your family and others, but also don't be a too much person. Do the too much things that have eternal significance. You know, we run and run and run. You've got to entertain your kids. You've got to go do this. You've got to do that. You've got to go do this. And sometimes you just have to slow down and say, is this having eternal significance? And it's also a moment where you have to ask yourself, listen to less of what I say and watch what I do. Wow. The last thing is to stretch. Stretch. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. You know, you can tell what's important to someone when you walk into their house because it's what's on their walls. So think about curtains, and your curtains are your vision, what you see. Stretch your vision. What you see is possible. What is your vision for your business? Think about it and then stretch it. Stretching is so important, especially like, for instance, in working out. Stretching is as important as working out because what happens is when you stress, it forces blood into your muscles, and so it makes your muscles adaptable and flexible. So that's just like getting on these calls. You are stretching. You are getting ready to go out and conquer your Mary Kay world, and you're going to get better results for doing it. You know, don't hold back. What are you going to stretch? What do you see by December 31st? The cords at your house, they are in your mind. Think of all the cords in your house. That's your mind. What you think. Your mind is what you think. Quit thinking how you've always thought. It is time to move on. And then think about the stakes that hold your health up, which are the values. What is most important? You know, it was once said that man's mind, once stretched by a new idea, never regains its original dimensions. And what does it mean to break forth? A sudden advancement and turning over quickly of things, a sudden separation, a disruption of the norm. Are you going to break forth? Are you going to break through? Are you going to go for it? The last thing that I want to tell you about, too, is stretching your mind. It's stretch how you think of others. You know what makes me think that my mom and my sister are so special to me, and they are so amazing and so great? The reason why it makes me that I think that way about them is because it's the way I see them. That's the way I see my mom and my sister. Even when their best hasn't been displayed, maybe the special stuff and the amazing things and the great things were hidden through a bad thing. But I get to choose. I choose who I see as great. And I can tell you, the million-dollar messengers, I see these women as great. Amber and Tiffany and Kristen and Jordan and Amber and Callie, these are special women, and I see them as great because I choose to. And so I am so thankful for them, to be aligned with them and to get to do life with women who love God, are passionate and hardworking. And so what I want to do to finish our call for the Thanksgiving week is at some point this week, I want you to take time to write down a few things of how you have enlarged your Mary Kay business from listening to these calls. And I want you to send them to me. Now, I know that's like a little scary and it's like, oh my gosh, but I want to read all of them. And I want to use them for a couple of my calls to close out the year. And so take time to write down, how has the million-dollar message enlarged you? You can email me, you can private message me through Facebook, on my page if you're friends with me, or on my my fan page. I have a Crystal Walker fan page. Or you can email me. I know I'm being really brave. I'm going to give you my email, kkwalker79@msn.com. kkwalker79@msn.com. I want to tell your story. I'm going to pick a few of the best ones that just really touched my heart, and I'm going to share them at the end of December. So send me how the million-dollar message has enlarged you and your business. I want you to sing. I mean, sing loud today, Mary Kay Enthusiasm. Go somewhere. Look at somebody and just start singing. Be like my mom. She was singing by herself, and I wasn't even in the mood that day. I was dying laughing, you guys, and she had like this leopard coat on, and she kept going roar and smiling, and talk about being joy-filled. Enlarge. Get God's heart for your life and stretch, 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 stretch. We can't wait to share our marketing calls with you next week. I know you're already getting prepared for that, but close the month out strong. And we will start next Monday with our awesome marketing calls. I can't wait to share my story with your soon-to-be recruits and your team members and get lots of people on the calls next week, all six calls, for the sharing calls for the Mary Kay opportunity. I love you, ladies. I am thankful for you. I'm thankful for your heart. I'm thankful for the pair of ears on your head that you listen to these calls. And I'm thankful for what is to come and that you are enlarging your business, your life, and your family. I love you, ladies. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you. May you know that if God is for you, who can be against you? With God on your side, whom shall you fear? May you be like a tree that is planted by rivers of living water, that your leaf will not wither, and whatsoever you do, say it with me, girls, it shall prosper. Happy magnanimous Monday.